Hi, VoiceTubers! Welcome to our pronunciation challenge for the day. It's me, Celeste, and recently, I'm feeling a little bit anxious. I don't know if it's the weather, my hormones, or if it's because exam week is coming up. I feel like I have so many things to do all at once, and there's just not enough time. Now, whenever I'm feeling this way, I always throw myself into the mountains. I try to leave all my unfinished work and assignments behind and go for a hike. When I get back, I'll be fully charged and I'll be ready to get my things done. 我觉得这就是大自然的力量吧。像上个周末，我就跟我的朋友一起到合欢山，然后爬到了主峰。我就觉得哇，活着真好。因为在海拔3000多公尺以上的高山上面，你就会突然觉得自己很渺小，然后所有的烦恼都抛在脑后的感觉。What about you guys? What are your ways to deal with anxiety? 有人是跟我一样喜欢透过爬山来排解压力的吗？ Or would you fight or flight? 你在面对压力或者是焦虑的感觉的时候，你会选择反抗去对抗它，还是逃跑呢？ Before we watch the video, let's take a look at today's sentence. There's 7 million people diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, which means that they feel excessive anxiety more days than not for 6 months. Okay, one more time. There's 7 million people diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, which means that they feel excessive anxiety more days than not for 6 months. 好，首先我们来看断句的部分。第一段 ,There's 7 million people, 语调下降，后面停顿休息一下。Diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, 再休息一下。Which means that they feel excessive anxiety, 语调下降，休息一下。More days than not, 接下来停顿一下。For 6 months.OK, 我觉得今天的断句断得还蛮明显的，像是前面两段 There's 7 million people, 有700万人 diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, 被诊断出有广泛性焦虑症，所以 diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder 是在描述前面的7 million people, 所以这两段中间就可以做一个切割，喘口气，休息一下。那在形容完这700万人之后呢，再补充说明 which means that they feel excessive anxiety, 就是代表说他们连续六个月有超过一半的时间都感受到强烈的焦虑。 OK, 所以呢，我觉得这次的断句很好分辨，那大家可以稍微练习一下。好，那接下来我们就来看发音的部分。首先第一个要讲的字是 diagnosed,Diagnosed 这个字你可以把它分成三个部分，第一个是 die, 第二个是 ug, 第三个是 nosed, 然后记得 ed 一定要念出来 diagnosed, 它的 g 你可以不用这么强调要发它 g 的音，你轻轻带过就好，可是一定要发出来 diagnosed. 好，那下一个要讲的字是 generalized 这个字我也觉得很难念，舌头非常容易打结，所以我教大家一个小方法，就是你在念 general 这个字的时候， general 后面嘴型可以变成 O 型，原本它这个字是 RAL 结尾嘛，那你后面就可以念成 ROL 结尾，变成 general, 然后后面呢再加上 LIZED 的音 generalized,我觉得这样子会比较好念。那 generalized 后面的 anxiety 的 t 可以弱化变成 的音 anxiety, 然后后面 disorder, 所以这三个字如果要连在一起念的话就会是 generalized anxiety disorder。 好，大家可以多练习一下。那我们接下来看 which means that they feel excessive anxiety, excessive 的 X 你可以念成 K 的音，变成 excessive, 然后记得 SS 是 S 的音 excessive。 好，那下面的 more days than not 的 T 你可以不用发出来没有关系，或者是你轻轻的点到就好。 Okay, so more days than not for 6 months. 好，那接下来我们补充一下 more days than not 这个用法好了。More days than not 它其实就是 in most days 的意思，就是大部分的时间。那你也可以说 more often than not 就是经常或者是往往。那它其实就是 usually 啦。For example, 淡水 is a humid town. It rains more days than not. 淡水是一个潮湿的地方，大部分的时间这个城市都在下雨。所以这句话就等于 It usually rains in 淡水。 OK, 我真的是对这个句子非常有感，因为我就是住在淡水。淡水的天气真的是一年四季都非常的潮湿啊。像我们家有三台除湿机，尤其最近又在变天，就会有非常多白蚁在我们家飞来飞去，真的好可怕。不知道有没有住在淡水的人跟我一样非常有同感，觉得淡水实在是太潮湿了。好，那另外我想再补充一下，就是刚刚我在开场的时候有问你们，遇到焦虑的事情的时候，你们是会 fight or flight？ 那所谓的 fight or flight 就是行动或逃跑反应。影片里面也有提到 the fight or flight response， 就是我们在遇到外界威胁或者是感受到压力的时候，我们会开始分析自己应该要面对压力还是逃避。而长期处于这种行动或逃跑的焦虑底下，会让我们的身体出状况哦。好，这就是 fight or flight， 这两个字很像，那 fight 就是行动对抗的意思， flight 就是飞走逃跑的意思。好，那我们现在来看单字的部分。首先第一个单字是 diagnose， diagnose， diagnose 就是诊断的意思。 For example, last year the doctor diagnosed him with terminal cancer and said he couldn't live for more than a month, but now he still seems healthy as a horse. 去年医生诊断他得了癌症末期，说他剩不到一个月的寿命，但现在我看他依然壮得像一头牛一样。所以句子里面的 healthy as a horse 就是中文里面所谓的壮得像一头牛，只是在英文里面是用 horse 就是马，然后中文是用牛，就是这个差别而已。好，那 diagnose 的名词就是 diagnosis， diagnosis 也就是诊断的结果或者是诊断书的意思。好，那下一个字是 generalized， generalized， generalized 就是普遍的或者是大范围的意思。 For example, the concept of learning English through videos was generalized to the public, and now there are more than 2 million people using the VoiceTube application and website. 看影片学英语的概念普及化，现在有超过200万人在使用 VoiceTube 的 APP 和网站。 OK, 我真的很适合参加 VoiceTube 的行销团队耶。好，那接下来第三个单字是 disorder， disorder， disorder 就是失调或者是紊乱。是紊乱吗？这个字我查一下哦，等我一下。诶，好像是紊乱耶，所以 disorder 是紊乱的意思。 OK，这到底是英文 pronunciation 还是中文发音课？好，反正呢 disorder 就是 lack of order 的意思。 For example, She's been suffering from sleep disorder for years. I hope she seeks medical treatment or else she might lose her job in that condition. 她饱受睡眠失调之苦好几年了，真希望她去看医生，不然以她现在的状况可能连工作都要丢了。好，那不知道大家有没有发现，如果字首 D-I-S 加在特定一些字的前面就有相反的意思，就像 order 跟 disorder， 还有 agree 跟 disagree， 就是同意和不同意， like 跟 dislike， 喜欢跟不喜欢， honest 跟 dishonest， 诚实的跟不诚实的。所以在一些特定的名词前面加上 D-I-S 就有它相反负面的意思。好，那我们接下来看今天的最后一个单字，就是 excessive， excessive， excessive 就是过分的、过度的或者是过多的。 For example, look at all those layers of wrapping paper. This sure is excessive packaging for just one notebook. 你看这一层又一层的包装纸， 这对一本笔记本来说的确是过度包装。所以简单来说 ,excessive 就是 too much 的意思。Okay, so that's all for today. Thank you guys for listening, and please remember to leave comments and make a recording for today's challenge. If you have anything you want to let me know, don't hesitate to tell me. I'd be really glad to see all the comments up here. 有时候我也可能会偷偷回应你们的留言哦。Okay, see you guys on Saturday!